This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A dramatic first day at the murder trial of one of the two men accused of the Washington, D.C. area sniper shootings last year. In a surprise ruling before the proceedings began, the judge allowed the defendant, John Allen Muhammad, to represent himself. He's accused of killing one of the 10 people shot during a three-week period. Muhammad's co-defendant, Lee Boyd Malvo, is scheduled to go on trial next month. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Muhammad's request to represent himself came out of the blue. Just last week, he had indicated to Judge Leroy Millette he was satisfied with his two court-appointed attorneys, both experienced defense lawyers who have handled capital cases. But this morning, after a lengthy meeting in Millette's chambers, followed by a lengthy bench conference, Millette said he was granting Muhammad's motion to represent himself. From now on, he said, Muhammad's attorneys would be standby counsel and would not be participating directly in Muhammad's defense. The move is fraught with risk for the 42-year-old Army veteran with no known legal background. Muhammad's opening statement, with its various ramblings into definitions of the truth, showed scant legal knowledge and at times was barely coherent. Dressed in an olive suit, white shirt, and blue patterned tie, Muhammad showed no lack of self-confidence. Addressing the jurors, Muhammad said his constitutional rights had been violated because he had been refused bail. He said there are three truths, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I thought there was only one truth, he said, adding, Jesus said, ye shall know the truth. We know something happened, Muhammad told jurors, referring to the sniper shootings, adding, they wasn't there, I was. Prosecutors objected to the rhetorical nature of Muhammad's opening statement, and Judge Millette agreed, instructing Muhammad that the purpose of opening statements was to say what the evidence and facts are in the case. Muhammad responded, saying, the evidence will show I had nothing to do with these crimes. He added, right now, my life and my son's life is on the line. That was an apparent reference to 18-year-old Lee Boyd Malvo, who has also been charged in the sniper shootings. It's been reported that Muhammad considered Malvo his son, though the two are not related. Assistant Commonwealth's Attorney James Ouellette began his opening statement with a dramatic flourish. He pulled the components of the Bushmaster military-style rifle linked to the shootings out of a canvas bag. He methodically attached the barrel to the stock, pulled down the bipod which supported the rifle, and placed it on the prosecutor's table. Come back with me, he asked the jurors, to October 24, 2002, the day the sniper suspects were arrested at a Maryland rest stop. From this day forward, Ouellette said, the shroud of fear that enveloped so many of us began to lift. From this day forward, he said, schools were opened, football games played, people could get gas without fear of their lives. Muhammad is accused of the murder of 53-year-old Dean Myers, who was killed as he got gas on his way home from work last October in Manassas, Virginia. Ouellette called him a good and gentle soul who survived a bullet in Vietnam. Among those in the audience was one of Myers' brothers. Much of this first day was devoted to sniper craft. Prosecutors want to prove that while there's no evidence Muhammad pulled the trigger in any of the killings, he was still an integral part of the murders. The first witness called by the prosecution was British Army Sergeant Major Mark Spicer, an expert on snipers. He testified they usually worked in two-man teams, with the observer having more responsibility than the firer. Muhammad may have scored some legal points cross-examining Spicer, getting Spicer to concede some of the various pieces of evidence found in Muhammad and Malvo's car, which Spicer said were used by snipers, could also have civilian uses. On redirect, prosecutor Paul Ebert held up the Bushmaster rifle and asked Spicer if he had ever seen anyone in a shopping mall carrying one of these. Spicer replied, no, sir. Late today, Malvo appeared in the courtroom for the first time so that a witness could identify them together. The trial resumes tomorrow. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.